The morning burned so August hot. The marsh's moist breath hung the oaks and pines with fog. The palmetto patches stood unusually quiet, except for the low, slow flap of the heron's wings lifting from the lagoon. And then, Kaya, only 6 at the time, heard the screen door slap. Standing on the stool, she stopped scrubbing grit from the pot and lowered it into the basin of worn-out suds. No sounds now but her own breathing. Who had left the shack? Not Ma. She'd never let the door slam. But when Kaya ran to the porch, she saw her mother in a long brown skirt, kicking pleats nipping at her ankles as she walked down the sandy lane in high heels. The stubby-nosed shoes were fake alligator skin, her only going-out pair. Kaya wanted to holler out, but knew not to rouse Pa, so opened the door and stood on the brick and board steps. From there, she saw the blue train case Ma carried. Usually, with the confidence of a pup, Kaya knew her mother would return with meat wrapped in greasy brown paper or with a chicken, head dangling down. But she never wore gator heels. She never took a case.